Well, it looks like the tar balls, the oil, it's coming up on Florida's shores, those white sandy beaches. Years and years ago, I'd been down to the Gulf Breeze, was able to stand up to my neck in the ocean water, look all the way down and see my feet. The white sands were beautiful, and listen, it was an incredible place. Out in California years ago, on the dock, Huntington Beach, with my father in a wheelchair. He's in a wheelchair, and we're watching a pod of dolphins come by. You know, the ocean's been in a place that I've been out to in California at least 40 or 45 times. I don't even know how many times now. I remember as a kid the first time, and the waves, and being afraid that you'd be pulled out, and seeing the little sand crabs. That was the big thing as a kid. The waves coming in, grabbing the bubbles, digging down, getting the little crabs. And well, now it's the satellite pictures and the what looks like blood, that rust color of the oil, you know, just going everywhere. It's something that really does tell us that it's like almost biblical proportion. And it's really, well, it's going to relate to tonight because of the second trumpet, Revelation 8. This is, again, the announcements of God, well, 2,000 years in advance, things that are going to come, infallible, irrevocable, accurate, and detailed human future. Now, we are close to it, and the ones that need to be concerned, really, the globalists, Luciferic globalists, and many others. We're going to get into that tonight. We're going to ask you to take a look at four specific things. Your life is seen and known, number one. Number two, you can't hide. Number three, payday someday. Number four, what God would rather do. Before we get to all that, let me tell you again, this is ShatterTheDarkness.net. ShatterTheDarkness.net, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Then I'm on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m., Survive to Thrive, the radio network, guest hosting for Steve Quayle. And then Thursdays, off the Shatter the Darkness website, you can get the other part of the series each week. Here we are tonight, Friday, the 25th of June. And we're ready to dig into, again, this incredible, prophetic, but dramatic picture of the future. And it does involve what's being built, what is happening right now. Now, we're going to get into the WebBot issue next week in conjunction with the coming chaos and all the rest. Somebody sent me the new PDF file, and I'm looking through the pages, and we'll talk about how to calculate, look at research, and see again what some of the futurologists are saying that the trends and that technology is speaking about. I want to welcome you to come tonight, especially all the new folks that might be listening. My name is Russ Dizdar, and the place to go to find out about us, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. And there are courses with MP3s, training courses, and past conferences that if you could not come, hundreds of MP3s that are all free, many things on the website for you, and we're glad to see that we're around 95,000 hits a day, and it's just amazing to me. But the good news is that thousands and thousands are downloading thousands and thousands of the MP3s. We're getting emails in. We apologize not being able to get back to everybody. But we are attempting to take sometimes up to 50 at a time and respond. And we're trying. Tonight, with this broadcast that we're doing between 6 and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the next hour, Survive to Thrive, the radio network, Steve Quayle will be interviewing Tom Horn. And this is going to be a special broadcast that they're doing together. And I don't know if you've seen some of the broadcasts that Steve has done and some of the marathon broadcasts, but I want to encourage you to stay tuned after this hour. Let others know also. And Steve Quayle will be interviewing, and Tom Horn and he will engage. Listen, go to, if you would, the Steve Quayle website. stevequell.com, and you'll see more of the information there, what he's going to be talking about. I'm going there right now myself just to give you a little bit of heads up and tell you. Steve was just on Coast to Coast this last week. Now, I'm half asleep, half listening, waiting for Steve, you know, to come on with George Norrie. I think it was Tuesday night, and so it's really late here, 2 o'clock in the morning, I think. I think I begin to hear him. And then I hear Steve Quayle mention my name, and later on mention the website. So I appreciate that, Steve, and thank you. There's going to be, it looks like, a three-hour program, Transhumanism, Genetic Armageddon. That's tonight, Friday, the 25th. And that is 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Mountain Time. It'll follow this show, which for many of you would be 7 o'clock Eastern Time. So please stay tuned right after this show. Steve Quayle, Tom Horn, Transhumanism, Genetic Armageddon. And it all connects with the satanic sequence, that spiritual evolution, the transhumanism, the transmutation, the development of the troops of Antichrist, and all that is developing. The globalism is political, military, primarily. It's out there. We see it. We hear it. We read the ideology. We hear the politicians. We see the preparations. We see the military troops being blended into a globalist. And these are only the basic precursors. On the website, Shatter the Darkness, if you go to it, you'll scroll way down and you'll see where it talks about Revelation 19:19. Or it's called The Black Awakening, Play It Backward. The Black Awakening, referring to the chaos and the end of days, Play It Backward, in which will take you to Revelation 19:19, Armageddon, the world's largest supernaturally empowered, gripped, controlled, infused, highest technological military weaponization, planetary defense weapons, it will be called. They're already working on it. Those in NASA and those in the DOD, I've mentioned this. We've done some broadcasts on it. The planetary defense weapon systems are precursors to Armageddon. Something is needed to blast Christ out of the skies. Well, you take a look at it, Revelation 19:19. That's what it's about. And if you understand that as the ultimate agenda, the of Homo Satanus, Satan in human skin, the Antichrist, and globalism, you see, what we're about to tell you in the second trumpet, Revelation 8, we did the first one yesterday. It's off the website, Shatter the Darkness, or in our archives. And we've been going over the series. Matter of fact, let me tell you this. Monday night, we went into, the prophetic picture where actually globalists, Luciferians, the reign of Antichrist, they will get a glimpse of God and of the wrath of the Lamb. They're going to be hiding in the holes, the underground caverns, and they're going to be hiding everywhere they possibly can hide. And then Tuesday night, we did the sixth seal, edict for the the annihilation of all believers. It is the Hey Thalipsis, Hey Magali, the great, the tribulation. Now, in response to that, Wednesday night, we started the, we went into the seventh seal being broken open, which gave the prophetic picture of the seven trumpets. But before the announcement of the seven angels and the seven trumpets, the judgments, silence in heaven for about a half hour. Thursday night, off of our website, we went into the first trumpet. Tonight, we're going into the second. Next Monday, June 28th, on Monday night on, we will be going over the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh trumpet judgments. They are severe. They are massive. They are impacting. They will not be something somebody will question, is this what it is? You know, what God said it would be. No, this will be so clear, so big, so broad, so wide that it will be unmistakable. Some would say, well, this is pretty severe. One third of the earth, one third of the trees, all the green grass burned up in the first trumpet judgment, the prediction tonight, second trumpet sounds, the next blast of judgment coming out of the heavens. Part of it, based on the prayers of the saints, you got to read it in context. And one third of the sea, one third of the creatures of the sea, one third of the ships, all infected, dead, or destroyed. Now I'm going to go into the details of that in a few moments. But I think that when you think in terms of transhumanism, genetic Armageddon, the rise of super soldiers, by the way, the book The Black Awakening from the publishers, the shipping is free now. There's over 100 hours of MP3 that deals with training. They cannot be found anywhere else. These deal with the Black Awakening, the Great Chaos, the rise of the super soldiers, the undergrounders. It deals with the number of streams that all speak about the next, well, the big event, the coming bloody chaos plotted and planned, conspired again by the underground. Now, I believe that they are ready, that they are bulging at the seams to unleash the greatest wave of satanic power ever in history, along with that which will bring mass bloodshed and a targeting of believers. And it's all about opening the doors then to a new regime, a world leader that's already out there that will then surface to bring in forcefully, but by sheer need, because once everything collapses, well, something new is coming to take its place. You got to understand, this is lethal. And all those that for the last 40 years, 50 years, that have been, you know, giving into the New Age movement, giving into all of the precursors of the spirit of Antichrist and the developments that would infect politics, political ideology, politicians, military concept, weapons development, the ideas that would pop into the minds and the hearts of scientists, which I would say I believe includes the mind control, the splitting, the programming, the creation of chosen ones, the transhumanism, and the development. See, Hitler had to have troops in order to unleash a conquest. Conquest has begun. It will have an incredible surface, surfacing, and then continue all the way to the day of Armageddon. It's not just going to happen tomorrow in the sense that it has no precursor. There's been a satanic, synchronized, and, an evolutionary development. Most of which, because the Word of God calls it a secret power of lawlessness, it's already at work. It's already developing. And that's why we have to have this clear-cut, prophetic, biblical... What does God say? What does the Spirit of God say? Not the remote viewers, not the psychics of the past, not Edgar Cayce, not Sylvia Brown, not the Mayan prophecies. Listen, all of these are absolutely colored by finite, fallen entities emanating their energy, popping ideas into the minds and the hearts, giving experiences, promoting the unprecedented deception of a new age, a new day, a save the earth kind of thing. So as all that develops, when the chaos, when all hell breaks loose, some feel it's going to be very, some say this summer, later this summer. Listen, all I can tell you is when it does, and I would say to every believer in Christ, be looking to the Lord Jesus to give you a heads up. The Lord Jesus did this with the disciples. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat. Peter talks about how the Lord, in the book of Peter, made known to him that he would soon be leaving this tent of a body. So I believe that the Spirit of God, like with Abagus the prophet in the book of Acts, about a severe famine. And as the Spirit of God spoke through Agabus, the church, witnessing that it came from the Spirit of God, prepared. So what you read in the Word of God, what the Spirit of God is saying to you, what the Lord is giving you a heads up about, will guide you to the preparation. We do a lot of that in our book also. I know Tom Horn does that. Steve Quayle does that. And I want you to know that they have been out there cutting the edge, folks, and preparing. Some have felt all of us screamers out here have been a little overboard. Yeah, right. Overboard when we're talking about the kind of devastations. You see, none of the other stuff can penetrate the satanic development, the secret government, the shadow military. All of that is really in place, but most have no idea how broad, how wide, how grid mapped the political, military, economic, environmental, and world system really is. It is a regime waiting, bulging with satanic powers ready to go. Now, God clearly says again, 2 Thessalonians 2, that he has a restrainer in place. Though they bulge at the seams to break it all out, hell is waiting to break out, my friends. God sovereignly. And what God does, he does ultimately, 2 Peter chapter 3, read it. The reason for the seeming delay, the reason that the return of Christ has not yet occurred, there's only one reason. God's patience means salvation. So for those questers, remote viewers, and psychics, for those that do the recon and Satanists and undergrounders and even the perps out there, listen, this is a day of God's favor, of God's mercy, and the summoning of the Spirit of God. Some of you may be struck by the Spirit of God to realize now that your righteousness is as filthy rags. If you read Romans chapter 1, when Paul says, in sight of all of Rome, the great empire, the great military might, the great political might, the Roman Empire, he says, by the Spirit of God, which we should all as believers be able to say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, the good news. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God. This is something so beyond transhumanism, satanic transmutation. This is so beyond back breeding Nephilim blood or splicing in the genes, the genetics of animals into human genes. And it's not just that. It's the genetics of hybrids. I already mentioned to you about a week ago about the fourth horse, the horseman, the pale horse. Fourth of the earth is going to be consumed and be killed by war. That Greek word there is a reference to war, whereas when it refers to the red horse, the Greek word is svadzo, a butchering. It's a term used of animals being butchered and even animal sacrifice. And so that coming chaos is, again, plotted, unleashed, satanic, hell on earth, and a great, great, horrific, and millions will die. Millions will die. There is a sense of they must eliminate mass numbers with a view to target those who would resist the New World Order. And if you're one of those resistors, in my experience with the underground individuals, you've already been targeted. I deal with length of this in the book, The Black Awakening. And I urge you to go to shatterthedarkness.net, take a look at it. If you click on the book cover, you'll go to theblackawakening.com. There's a one-hour introduction. There is a 45-minute video message where I preached down in Ghent, West Virginia, a 45-minute synopsis of the Black Awakening to a packed-out crowd with Pastor Butch Paul, Kathleen Albright from the the author of the book Spy Chips had spoken prior to me. Nick Begich was going to speak on mind control and technologies after me. And so that's there to give you kind of a – and then there's all kinds of video materials to give you a lot of information about this book. 664 pages and 100 hours of course material that we do here locally will be the Book of Daniel, Spiritual Warfare, The Black Awakening, Exposing Satanism 101, Freedom Encounters, how to do counseling and – inner healing and deliverance and how to help satanic ritually abused people. So listen, those are courses and training things we've done here locally that cost people in all four of those courses over $200. It's all with the book. It all goes with the book and will give enormous, enormous, enormous training. The training courses are easily taught in a college level. And so I want you to realize what is there. And we'll soon put out a hardback in a large print edition, too. And we're doing a sequel called R1919, Armageddon, the Final Day of Fallen Human History. The Abyss book is coming up. So listen, just check it out and get yourself read up, prepared up. And I do hope that you will take time after this show to listen to Steve Quayle, Tom Horn, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Transhumanism and Armageddon. The genetic Armageddon. Now, if you're ready for tonight, and just simply looking at one simple, by the way, shatterthedarkness.net on the web, if you want to email during the show, many times we get emails, and I do appreciate that, and thank you. The second issue newsletter is going out today. Many have already gotten it. Another 1,000 issues will be put out in the emails. If you don't get it, you can go to shatterthedarkness.net, top right-hand corner, where it says June, second issue. It's a brand-new issue. And it tells you about, as the days of Noah were, a conference sponsored by a local church there in Las Vegas. Now, Lynn Marzulli has been asked to speak. This will be the fourth time I've been able to be with Lynn Marzulli at a conference. He's going to speak. I'm going to speak there. August the 27th, 28th, just a couple of months away, Las Vegas, Nevada. There is on our site a clip of it, and just click on to it or look down a little bit and scroll down and click on, and you'll see all the speakers and what it costs and all that. I've been just invited to speak at that conference. And then later on, maybe in October, the West Coast Paranormal Conference. I just got an email from Tom Dunn. Also, I'm looking at here. He's ready to go with the Canton, Ohio Conference. Great. Tom's the one that set the one up in Nashville. Also, one of those in Mansfield. And here's what he says. I want to begin work on the conference for Canton soon. And he's asking me a few questions about it. So he's planning on it. I'm planning on it. I do believe God's desired us to do this. So look for something late September. Maybe later than that, I'm not sure. We'll put it on our website. But a conference that, again, deals with all these subjects. And it's interesting tonight. And again, look at all of the places, individuals. This conference, The Sons of God and the Coming Apocalypse, is part of the title of the conference in Las Vegas. Minister Dante Forsten is got a blog talk radio show called The Omega Hour. I've been on it before. I'm going to have him on with me in August to talk about the conference, in early August. But mark the calendars. This one's already nailed down, August 27, 28. And then we'll do one in Canton, Ohio in the fall. And then one in Orange County, California later on. And I think that I've seen that Michael Heisner's going to be there. Joe Jordan's going to be there. I will be there. Many others will be there. And we want you to come. It's great to be at the conferences to get a, well, you're going to have a conference again right after this program tonight with Tom Horn and Steve Quayle. We're going to jump right now. Revelation chapter 8. Chapter 8, verse 8. The second angel sounded his trumpet. Again, the declaration. This is packed in the Old Testament. The use of trumpets, that is. And announcements that that led to celebrations or judgments. And here, we're reading these simple things. Listen again. This has not yet occurred. Let me give you the background real quick. By this time in human history, by the time the second angel sounded the second trumpet, and the judgment comes out of the heavens, hurled down upon the earth. These are clearly, clearly judgments. And I believe in the context, if you read it all, it's partly due to the prayers of the saints. And I've been trying to tell you that your prayers mean so much. The prayers in the gold, listen, they seem to be literally extremely valued. When Daniel was down in prayer seeking God, Prince of Persia blocking the way, angel finally comes through, Gabriel breaks through in spiritual warfare. First words, Daniel, he calls the prayer warrior by name. And then he says to the prayer warrior, "You who are highly esteemed. In heaven, looking down," and again, this would be, I really believe, a echo of the message of God of heaven, "you who are highly esteemed." Daniel living in Babylon with 56 demonic temples, everything was demonized. That old territorial Babylon with the Prince of Persia is kind of a type of the global Babylon coming. By the way, the Prince of Persia never died. My particular view is that the Prince of Persia is Allah. That's right. You think about the territorial Iraq, Iran, Syria, all that area. Prince of Persia never went away. Prince means just a ruler. And whether you look at the moon god or whether you call it Allah, you've got a territorial, highly powerful entity that controls land, politics, military, people. Well, you see, it's a very violent time in the past and a very violent time right now. Your prayers mean a lot. And as you walk, just resolve to be obedient to God and walk with God, listen, your prayers are, powerful. In the book of Acts, they prayed together in Acts 4, and power came and filled them all with the Spirit of God, and the building shook, and they went out and shared Christ, and healings occurred, and deliverances occur, signs and wonder occur. Paul and Silas are in prison. They're praising God and praying. The two great weapons, no buildings, no internet, nothing else, nobody to come around, no letters to send, no cell phones to talk on. But they had praise and they had prayer, and God responded. An earthquake occurred, busted open the doors of the prison, ultimately leading the jailer and his family's salvation and Paul and Silas's liberation to continue the work. You get liberated, it's to continue the work. If you don't want to do the work anymore, just, go on to heaven then. What? Listen, don't sit and wait and hide behind some rock. When the early church, there was Saul breathing out murderous threats and persecution broke out. Philip, he didn't go run and hide. He went and ran to the next city to unleash the kingdom, infected a demonized, controlled city, the high and the low were mesmerized, but he infected it. He broke in the kingdom of God. People got saved, healed, delivered. Dark powers got crushed. Do you realize greater is the power of God in you than that which is in the world? Do you realize that you have the authority of Christ? Do you realize that Jesus said all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him? Therefore, go and make disciples. The great mission of God, there's not one ounce of pulling back, fading. Jesus said, "I will be with you to the end of the age, to the end of this thing." And so you can count on the full blaze, power, backing, and operative presence. Oh, my dear Christian friend, will you please remember Mark's Gospel 16:20? The disciples went out everywhere, evangelizing is the Greek word, And the Lord worked with them. That's right, the same Savior that died, buried, rose from the dead, ascended, glorified, now operative among them. Didn't Jesus say, I will be with you always? At this present moment, the inseparable, unbroken, immediate, unceasing, living presence of Christ and the power of the Spirit of God. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, forever. So anyone that wants to live, not just watching Satan's evolution, Satan's power, Satan's great revolt, Satan's Antichrist coming, Satan's counterfeit signs and wonders, Satan's false prophets and false doctrines, and Satan's mind control, and Satan's operative work in politics and military, and Satan this and Satan that. Jesus defeated the finite fallen cherub. And you in Christ have been released from and then given authority over all the power of the enemy. So get on with it. Get up and get on with it. And lead your friends to Christ. Step out in the power of God. Become so powerful in prayer. Inform yourself in the Word of God. Is there anyone left moved, burning in the power of the Spirit of God for the days that we live in? Is there anyone left? Christians hiding behind rocks, shivering like Israelites in the rocks when Goliath was screaming. There it is, the great, oh, there's the Nephilim, there's the hybrid, he's screaming, he's blaspheming God, he's on the field, there he is, look at how big his head is, look at how many fingers he's got, look at, he's half demon and half human, look at him, all the great warriors and soldiers of Israel, they're hiding in the rocks. Day after day after day, the Nephilim is and the entire demonized Nephilim-blooded tribe blaspheming God and ridiculing the people of God and the soldiers. The full front force of satanic presence was there in Goliath, and a challenge was on the field. I believe the challenge is the same today. We hear all the signs, all the messages, and as you're hearing today, the catastrophic things that will. We have seen nothing yet. If you're 90 years old and you were at Auschwitz and it was, you can tell us. But worse than Auschwitz is coming. If you were Dachau, worse than Dachau. If you were in the Sudan and thrown into the flames by Muslims telling you to denounce your faith, worse is coming. Not only for the world and against believers, but when you read the seven trumpets, you're dealing now with the smart targeted unleashing of the judgments of God on Luciferians, globalists, the elitists, those who bought into the lie, to the Antichrist regime. Why? You know, this is what you read in the context, chapter 7 and 8 here. They're hiding in the rocks. They've already got a glimpse of God and of the Lamb, the wrath of the Lamb. They're hiding. Who's hiding now? I mean, just a few years away as Antichrist eventually comes. He's going to come, that's right. It's going to be ugly, yes. Bloodshed, yes. Billions die, yes. But as a believer in Christ, the most powerful place, the most fruitful place, the safest place is to live in active, red-hot obedience to Christ. Fear nothing. Give it all. You're going to die anyway. You and I are going to die anyway. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Stephen died. You think he wanted to come back after he got there? You think anyone that leaves here that gets there wants to come back? Do you think that for a moment? As they are waiting for the day of glorification, as they've seen God face to face, as they've looked at the hundreds of millions of angels in preparation for the soon, all of hell trembles. Apocalypse, Jesu Christu, that's Revelation. That's Revelation 19. That's the coming, the visible return of Jesus Christ. The physics of God are involved, but listen, before we get there, tonight is the second trumpet. To lay the groundwork, well, the Antichrist is already in power. It may be by this time the witnesses have been killed, that the covenant has been broken, the edict to kill all believers worldwide has been done. It may be by this time that globally, a central economic, political, military system is in place with the unprecedented, unequaled, demonic manifestation in territories, on objects, in people's lives, on the political agenda, in the military development. You talk about transmutation, mind control, transhumanism. You talk about that now, we're only scratching at the surface of satanic physics, satanic technologies. You think that after dealing with a couple, I don't know, well, hundreds of demonized cases, people thought maybe after the 90s it would go away. No, it's not going to go away. It's going to get worse. More people and more. Maybe you're listening. You have demons in your head. I know one thing, that if you did, they wouldn't like you listening to what you're hearing right now. Demons, clearly, they know who's a real believer and who's not. They know, they know. Jesus, I know, and Paul, they know. I've watched demons try to make people run out of our offices, throw up, throw them to the ground. But once commanded, in the name of Jesus Christ, heaven is unleashed, Christ's authority strikes them. This is why they scream. This is why they cry out. This is why they want to get out of there. I mean, take a read. Acts chapter 8, you're going to see the power to counter them. In the Old Testament, it was Goliath. It didn't take the best dressed soldier. It didn't take, flesh and blood to beat a Nephilim. Do you understand? Ephesians 6. Your battle, your warfare, it's not against. Five times against cosmocrators. Our case, the principalities, the powers, the presence spread out in the spiritual grid that encircles the earth. The prince of the power of the Eros. It's too bad that so many New Agers and many people listening to talk shows all over, they're tapping into the field, the grid, the Akashic Records. Remote viewers are being strung along, by a higher presence and energy. Behind that energy, my friends, is the entities. Those demonic entities emanate felt energies. They can give you ideas. Speak to you, guide you, lead you. There is a satanic synchronicity. There is also a providence of God. And I think that Revelation 8:8, referring to the second trumpet being sounded. Now, when you read this, it's very simple thing. Something like, and it's very clear, something like Oros, a huge mountain. Just simply Oros. It means mountain. It has, it can have an idea of hill, but it would be a big hill. And it's simply massive. Massive. And so when you read this, something like a huge mountain, and it was burning. This simple word burning has the idea that it's a flame, all over it. It's set on fire. Now, someone might say, well, this might be a nuclear weapon. This might be a missile coming down out of the sky. You know, you see the fire, so forth. But it more would represent something coming out of space, a meteor. You can see little ones, and people see them at times, but yet a big one. And whatever's on it, the bottom line is it's like John in seeing this 2,000 years ago. It's like a mega is the Greek word, megaoros, a mega mountain, and it's all aflame. It's burning, and it was cast. The idea is coming out of the skies. It came down into the sea. Now, please understand that in response to what occurred with the seven seals being part of the dealing with the four horsemen and what occurs there and the attempted annihilation of all believers, obviously the regime of Antichrist, the regime of globalism, the what everybody's been talking about, Georgia Guidestones comes into this. There is, in older occult literature, the concept of the Cosmocrators, the Great White Brotherhood, they call it, the Ascended Master, the Tibetan, Alice Bailey, dictating their agenda. If you ever read her books, you're reading in your hands Inspired Didache of Daemonoia. You better pray about it. Probably out of any other books I've ever touched and dealt with or read, those were the most demonized. You're reading demonized, demon-inspired. When you read the Word of God, the Holy Spirit has given it. God's presence animates it. They are living words. In counterfeit to that, there's Didache of demons. And they want a massive population reduction. They want to eliminate the spiritual opposition. And they're bulging at the seams. The chaos is coming, but in response to all of that, the seven trumpets. And so I'm laying the foundation to say to you that when the judgments of God begin with these seven trumpets, that at that time in history, the Antichrist is in full blaze power. The highly charged, demonized political kings of the earth, globalists, elitists, economic, military systems of the world. They are almost maybe almost 4 years into the last 7 years. I do personally, you might be different. I believe there's a 7 year period to end, and that going into that these trumpets begin somewhere in the middle or right past the middle during the Hey Thalipsis, Hey Magali, the tribulation. And God is doing the judgments, and again, based on prayers. And here in the second one, see, already the earth has experienced something. A glimpse of God and of the wrath of the Lamb. God even prophesies in Scripture what they're going to be saying. Just like in Psalm 2. God can detail their emotional rage and their actual words thousands of years in advance. And so they're hiding in the mountains. They're hiding in the caves. They're hiding in the underground bunkers. They're hiding in the underground places. And they've just attempted to annihilate all believers. They've just, probably again, I would say by somewhere in the middle time, the witnesses are going to die out, be killed. Eventually, all of this is, you know, I'm not going to give you a specific, you know, point by point timing, but judgment begins to fall before the great white throne. Trumpet one, the trees, the grass, the earth, the planet, is affected. A third of it, all the green grass. And now here, this mountain, this huge, this mega Oros, huge mountain, looks like it, fire, into the sea. And a third of the sea became blood. Amia. It just blood. That's the idea here. It's a reference to men or of animals. It's used in terms of the blood of the atoning blood of Christ, blood shed. But we have here now that way beyond this oil issue. Now, whatever the, and again, if it's a meteor, if it's on fire, a huge, when it strikes, you think in terms of the waves that it will cause. When the second angel sounds this trumpet, not only is a third of the sea going to turn blood, be infected, a third of the living creatures, dolphins and sharks and whales and fish, hundreds of thousands of creatures in the sea will die. Now, you know, you can take a look at the Gulf Coast. You can look at the birds coming up. You can look at all the sea life. You can look at the shrimp. You can look at the fish. You can look at the dolphin. You can look at the whale. You can look at what they're talking about, how oxygen in the ocean waters right now down there is being sucked out, that sharks are leaving, that looking for more oxygenated waters. And so, listen, the Gulf spill right now, it's becoming like on a biblical scale, but this is beyond that. And this is coming during the apex of the Antichrist's rule, globalist's reign. And so when I talk to Satanists and Luciferians and those that write me and can't wait to taste Christian blood and can't wait for the revels and the chaos and the anarchy and the new leader to come, when New Age globalists are believing Alice Bailey's world teacher and others are believing the Maitreya and Arabs are believing, Muslims are believing the Mahdi. Listen, they have no idea that the masquerade that is fed into their spiritual deception, flesh, and their own evil is going to lead to judgments. And this is one of them. Not only is a third of the sea turning red, you know, blood, but a third of the living creatures died. You got to realize what that's going to be like. Coming up onto the shores, floating in the waters, thousands and thousands and thousands of living creatures in the sea. And then it says a third of the ships were destroyed. Do you know how many thousands of ships, military ships, oil tankers, I mean cargo ships? Do you realize how many ships are in the waters? Whether it's because when this huge mountain all aflame hits the sea, is it a tsunami? Does it hit in the middle and you know, come towards the United States and go back towards the Mediterranean and towards Europe and England? Where's it going to? You know, all we know is that it hits, and something that big will have such massive, massive impact. Incredible, literally incredible. Now we're only at the second trumpet. People have said, well, why does God do, you know, like the concept of a third? And I want to just bring something in. You do know it's a third of the angels that fell joined Satan in the rebellion. A third. We see this in Revelation even chapter 12. And it's pretty striking. It's kind of like when God was striking Pharaoh in Egypt, which was, well, obviously one of the most occult, demonized, demon-empowered, bloodlined, you know, with its astro-archaeology, with all of what was there. And when each of the plagues came, they, you know, the frogs and different ones, they were striking the gods. They were striking the gods of Egypt. Each one had a reference to those gods in those judgments, as if to say there's a defeat for this one and this one and this one and this one. It's massive. And we have the idea in the Old Testament too, the blood turns, you know, the waters turn to blood. You can't drink it. And the creatures in the sea are dying by the thousands upon thousands. This goes so far beyond the horrific thing that is occurring right now in the Gulf all the way to Florida right now. So far beyond that. See, we're looking at a time when the elitists are all hiding out. They've already got a glimpse of God and the wrath of the Lamb. They're all fearing because the time has come. And so there's this progressive layer by layer judgment on the beast kingdom, on eventually those who take the mark, those who worship the image. Listen, all those that have the spiritual precursors that will lead to the embrace of the Antichrist. And I've heard those who've railed at me. The devastations that are coming for you. Now we're going to get next week the abyss being opened up. And it is not going to be believers in Christ that are harmed. God sovereignly puts a restraint there. It puts what can happen and what can't happen. And so those that have the, you know, those that don't have the mark of God, those who do not have the Spirit of God, when the abyss is open, and all those that have wanted disclosure, well, you're going to get disclosure, and they're going to attack you, and they're going to bring great, horrific torment. You want to talk about that side opening up and what we have not yet seen ever? We haven't seen it. It's going to come. We will get into the seven trumpets next week in finalizing. We'll touch on the abyss because each one brings another strike against the globalist, elitist, luciferic, the most demonized, most demonically manifested time in history is now being struck as if God is having to break through. You're going to see at the end of the seven trumpets, there's an open door to repentance. These are meant to bring about. They're striking the walls of Satan's kingdom and people and authority and politics. And so God is striking what they have done, what they are. If the globalists, you know, and those who are plotting it all think that they're going to rule and reign, they've got another thing coming. And so in the second trumpet, another level. As if to say, no, you are not going to become the gods of the earth. No, you are not going to own the earth. No, this was my earth. And because sin and Satan entered in, it's cursed. Romans 8, it's in decay. It's subject to bondage. And even creation knows it's not satanic luciferic regime and it's masqueraded environmentalism. It's not that. God's coming with a new heaven and a new earth. And there are those who are going to embrace the fallen cherubs lie in such a way that they're living in a counterfeit that only grasps their hopes, and they will be dashed to hell and not back. You can't come back. Second trumpet. God strikes again and is going to, without question, get the attention of the world, and the world at that time in future history, globalized, luciferic, demonized, under the reign of Homo Satanus. But that regime will continue to fight and fight and fight and fight and fight and fight all the way to Armageddon. Only then is there an end. In all of these cases, again, God showing his power, God showing his sovereignty, God showing the limitations, God showing and unveiling the vile, filthy, evil presence of the reign of Antichrist, Babylon, so forth, the deception. I mean, are you ready? Let me mention four things that I said real quick here. Number one, your life is seen and known. You ever read Hebrews chapter 4? Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Bohemian Grovers and Black Nobility and the Black Flame and the Bilderbergers and all of the undergrounders, even you listening right now, your life is seen and known. No place. Listen, you will have to give an account. Either you will bear your sin at the great white throne judgment, or Christ will have bore your sins if you've turned to him, received his righteousness, your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Are you prepared to meet God? Number two, you can't hide. Psalm 139 is clear in the omniscience of God to the Luciferians and the globalists and the Bilderbergers and the Bohemian Grovites, to the millions that are hiding in the, you know, in the shadows right now, and to the doomsday, the underground bunkers and all the rest. Listen, you're not going to be able to hide. Where can you flee from the presence of God? Where can you go from his spirit? Into the depths? Where can you go? Out in space? Where can you go? God's minute omnipresence, omniscience. God knows the totality of you even more than you know of yourself. There's never a moment where God... See, you can't do what God does. You talk about multitasking. Okay. This is in the infinite knowing of God, everything is known, past, present, future, all at every moment. Number three, payday someday. Number four, God would rather save, God would rather heal, God would rather, you know, that's what God said through the prophet Ezekiel. He'd rather save, rather you turn. Listen, Rust is Dark, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. Stay tuned at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Steve Quayle, Tom Horn, Transhumanism, Genetic Armageddon. We love you. God bless you.